Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, I'm Emily Nemeth, and on this latest Surrey Storm Podcast with Claire Lair, we're speaking to Kat Garner, who obviously played in her maiden name Ainsworth, and she was a huge part of that two-time back-to-back title-winning side in 2014 and 15.
Thanks, Emily. Couple of things before we hear from Kat Garner. University of Surrey Colours Ball 2020. Best of luck, as always, to everybody involved there. You might have seen on Surrey Sports Park Twitter, Gavin and the rest of the team being back in at the sports park, starting to plan the return and what it might look like. And it seemed a bit eerie to me. No queues and activity at reception, and the courts were really quite quiet. Just can't wait to get a game back on court there and have a bit of noise in the place. And also Sophie Hankins organising some non-contact training. And if you want more information on that, have a look at her Twitter. Time now for part two of the interview a while ago with Kat Garner. And she agrees that people like Rach and Hannah are still playing some of their best netball.
Do you know what? They are. And I think they're just solid players. They deliver what they need to deliver. And what Storm has created, and even now, and you know, I guess it's testament to Mickey as well, sort of being a part of that franchise from the fundamentals of those values, and what she's bringing now, what you see from reports from, you know, new girls coming in, is that sense of community, that sense of family, that sense of, you know, work hard. And all credit to her. Do you know what? She's really, I think, an outsider looking in, really still established those, and you know, people are wanting to be a part of that. And you know, they have had to rebuild again, and sometimes it's hard to keep those values because you have different people coming in from different franchises that have worked differently. They don't understand how Storm's culture and what it is, but you know, with the likes of Yaz and Mickey and Lorraine and Katie all being a part of Storm for, you know, for those years, they've been able to sort of really breathe that culture still and really fundamentally establish, you know, a new set of values, yeah, but still using the foundations of what the Storm community is really about.
In those early days as well, it's fair to say that I probably was one of only a few giving regular updates from the league. The podcast was just a spark of an idea. What was it like from your point to have all of a sudden this sponsorship with a sheep logo next to you on the website? I'd be like, hang on a minute, what's this about?
I was like, who is this guy?
And you're still thinking that now, come on.
Of course not, Andy.
Hey.
You've had a hard slog, and you know, to really sort of establish yourself and be recognised. And I think for someone to take such an interest in the game, the sport, the players, and you know, all of the different franchises, not just, you know, favouritism of one.
Just yes.
Just to see the game as a whole and to get an insight to us as players, the coaches, you know, really is able to give back to the fans. And the fans want to know, you know, it's a part of a responsibility you take on as a player at that level. You are going to potentially sort of be in the limelight. So it's being able to trust somebody you can talk to that's not going to swing it, is going to give a real holistic view, and is just going to celebrate, you know, and enjoy the sport that netball is, along with you as a player, and understand the hard work and determination that goes into succeeding.
That wasn't indirectly why I asked you that, but just as a whole, and the sport in general has got that support from Sunday Times Sport Women of the Year, Vitality's come on board, Nike as well, and it's just further investment in the game to prove that it is such a good sport.
Yeah, and you know, it has grown so much, and it can only get better. That's testament to obviously the English girls doing well at the Commonwealth Games, and you know, I was actually at home in Australia watching that game, and I have to admit, I was torn. Ooh. I was definitely yelling for the English girls, and my family were going, "What is going on?" And I was like, "It's because playing Super League and maybe playing against a few of them and knowing, do you know what, actually, how hard they've worked to get there." And it's one of those things where you know how much the sport has grown when you go into work and nobody ever used to know exactly why I was disappearing at, you know, half days here or there, or I'm not turning up on a Monday, or I have to leave early, to people going, oh my god, Kat, did you watch the game? I saw the game. Are you playing this weekend, or do you play against her, or and stuff like that. And it just got people talking, and not necessarily, you know, people that would kind of watch the game all the time. They'd flick it on and go, oh wow, the netball's on, and you just encourage them to watch it. And I converted a few of my husband's mates. They came and watched a few of the Surrey Storm games. Big people against, oh, I don't want to go watch netball, why do I want to watch netball? And they'd come and they actually walk away going, wow, that was quick, because it's physical, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, I really got into it. So, you know, that acknowledgement and that publicity is great guns, and being in the public eye and being, you know, and getting Nike on board and Vitality and, you know, all of those things. We just need to make sure that the momentum keeps going and that we're able to sustain that, and it gives younger girls now a spark of, wow, I could actually do this on a full-time basis.
I just wondered, obviously, having somebody like Tamsin coaching and having such an amazing netball brain, you must have seen your game grow during that time.
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, I sort of moved when I started with Storm. I was, I guess, wing attack, sort of moved into centre and then wing defence, and never, you know, I've always had a very sort of defensive attacking game, but that transition into that, you know, T was fundamental. And actually I learnt, I guess, from her how to be a wing defence and how to be a centre. I didn't really understand all of it at the time. It wasn't easy. It was hard, but do you know what was a challenge that I accepted? And not just her, but, you know, the likes of Becky and Steph around me as well. But the way she reads the game and the way she thinks of things to combat, you know, other teams, and but foremostly, you know, look after yourself, you know, look after your team and focus on you first, and trust in what she is saying is, you know, a massive testament to her, because a lot to earn that trust, and as a player to go out there and go, do you know what, I need to trust what she's saying or what the game plan is huge, because we all just want to do our own thing. And I'm sure at times I got to that, I was like, I have no idea what's going on. But then to see the results and actually trust it, and then when it does pay off, it's amazing. And you go, okay, fair enough, she knows what she's talking about. But, you know, she is one of the best in, you know, the netball realm, in terms of A, playing, and B, understanding the game, and her knowledge and her technical knowledge is phenomenal. We always have a laugh and a joke, actually, because I knew of T when she went out to play in Australia for Firebirds, and she was friends with the girls that I used to live with, and all they sort of had a house down the street as well. But I always say to her, I never really liked her.
Oh, no.
I always thought, who's this person coming in and stealing, you know, the spots? And I'm just like, we have a laugh about it now. But we can have a laugh. And I think that's just how, you know, the relationships have grown. You know, you grow with your coach, and you get to know each other. You spend so much time with one another. You get to know them inside out. You can be kind of honest and try to have those conversations. But she, I think, in what, as well as what she's giving back to netball and commentating as well, gives people a great insight to potentially what coaches are thinking, or potentially what could work or won't work, or, you know, the knowledge of netball is just amazing.
And now everybody knows the reasons why she didn't ask you to go to Wasps.
I said I was retiring.
And you did. Did you fancy giving it another season?
Do you know what? I look back now, I wouldn't change it for a thing. I absolutely loved my 5 years at Storm, and I gave absolutely everything. You know, everything sort of happens for a reason. I was getting married, I couldn't commit, you know, work time. My husband felt like we would just well, at the time, him, my fiance, we didn't really see each other. It was kind of, you know, crossing paths, and every netballer will most probably say that when they've got another half that's supporting them silently in the background, and you kind of, you know, saying hi and bye to each other as you're walking out the door.
Yeah.
And you know what? The change came, and I just decided, do you know what? It's time for me to step back, a step away. I'm getting married, focus on home time, and, you know, see what happens. And it was such a hard decision to do, because I did contemplate coming back. Had a look at potentially going back to Storm, but I just couldn't commit. And, you know, at this level now, you have to be able to give it your all. And I wasn't able to do that. And teams need to bond, and there's no point doing it half-heartedly. But I did pick up a bit, you know, I did become sort of training partner for a season or two with Wasps. And I did sort of was able to keep my hand in with those girls, because, do you know what? Not just because it's Wasps, it's because they are the girls I grew with. As I said, they sort of became my family while I was, you know, just moved to the UK. But also, just I missed it. I did miss playing netball. Mm. I did miss training. And I realised getting to know my other half, my husband again, absolutely love him to death, but I still needed something for myself in the nicest possible way.
He won't hear this, will he? He'll be
yeah.
And what have you made of Mickey's squad that she's announced? Obviously, Karen and Sophie, Draney as well.
I think they're great assets. I think, you know, testament to her, you know, last season's results, they really challenged and they put a fight to a lot of the teams fighting for the top places. And I think they're going to be a force to reckon with. They're only going to be stronger. And I think it was going to be, you know, a longer term goal for Storm. It was going to be, as I said, rebuild and go again. And I think their determination, their grit, their constant sort of, I guess, strive to be better, and just no pressure in terms of having to produce, you know, from an outsider looking in. They can just be who they want to be, and they're going to be so competitive, I think, this year.
Kat, thanks again for your time, and really good to speak to you.
Thank you, Andy. It was amazing.
This is your podcast, and you're welcome to get in touch with us. We are at Surrey Storm 10 on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.